In focus today, Turkey's European dream. In the wake of the French and Dutch rejections of the proposed EU constitution, some European leaders are questioning continuing the bloc's expansion, particularly the inclusion of Turkey. A few European leaders are even talking openly about offering Turkey a privileged partnership instead of full membership, which is considered a slap in the face by many Turks. VOA's Brent Hurd focuses on whether mixed signals from Europe are numbing the Turkish people's desire to join the EU and fueling Turkish nationalism.
Geographically, Turkey is mostly in Asia. Less than 5% of its land is actually part of the European continent. Yet, many publications, such as The Economist magazine, print stories about Turkey in their European column. Some Turks wistfully refer to Europe as the old soil, a throwback to the Ottoman days when sultans in Istanbul ruled much of the Balkan Peninsula. Today, the road to EU membership, which represents the ultimate fulfillment of Turkey's European ambitions, remains elusive and unpredictable. Sonar Çaptay, director of the Turkish Research Program at the Washington Institute for Near East Policy, says EU negotiations will be a lengthy and difficult process.
If we think of Turkey's EU accession as a train, it's going to be the slowest possible moving train in the world.
But recent comments from Brussels indicate the train's momentum will not necessarily lead to EU membership. On Wednesday, EU officials said negotiations with Turkey would be open-ended, with no guarantee of eventual membership. Enthusiasm for enlargement has decreased in the wake of the French and Dutch no vote on the EU constitution. This troubles analyst Sonar Çaptay.
If the leadership in those countries yields into populist pressures about what Turkey's accession means and how they don't want a large Muslim country inside the Union, they might as well make the unwise decision of stopping this accession train, which would be terrible for Europe. It would drive a wedge between Turkey and the European Union.
Mr. Çaptay says that despite the green light given by the European Union to begin talks later this year, many Turks feel unfairly treated as Europeans continue to cast doubts on their EU membership prospects. In Germany, the opposition Christian Democrats are against full membership, and the new pope contends that Turkey has represented another continent throughout history, not Europe. Sabri Sayari, director of the Institute for Turkish Studies at Georgetown University, says Turkish patience may be wearing thin.
In the wake of these more recent developments, the nationalists in Turkey have joined ranks with fundamentalist Islamist groups, the far left, a coalition of sorts which is reacting negatively. Their argument is that Turkey has made a number of moves, for example, on Cyprus, the Kurdish issue, and yet none of these has really made Turkish membership become more likely. The reaction is, why bother?
John Sitalides, chairman of the Southeast Europe Project at the Woodrow Wilson International Center for Scholars, says Ankara's sweeping reforms have earned it the right to EU membership talks.
It was a largely sluggish process until about 2.5 years ago. But since the ascension to power of Prime Minister Erdogan and his AKP party, Turkey has undergone astounding progress on meeting all criteria, and Erdogan has lived up to his commitment to see to it that the European Union has no excuse and no reason, based on objective criteria, to slow down in any way Turkey's progress forward.
Mr. Sitalides says Ankara's EU-driven reforms in recent years have boosted the rights and liberties of most Turkish citizens. Most analysts say one issue that troubles many Europeans is the sheer size of Turkey. If it joined the European Union, it would be one of the most populous EU nations, along with Germany and France. And Europeans fear that would send large numbers of Muslim Turks into the heart of Europe, a perception partly rooted in the historical legacy of the Ottoman Empire, says Georgetown University's Sabri Sayari. But, he adds, few Europeans realize that Turkey has much to offer the European Union.
The fact that Turkey is a big market and it would provide many assets for the new Union, both in terms of being a large market and being a country which is developing quite fast and providing new opportunities for investment and so forth. If Turkey becomes part of the EU, perhaps there won't be this massive migration from Turkey to Europe if Turkish economy picks up through foreign investment.
Professor Sayari says Turkey's economic success is rarely reported in the European headlines. Most scholars say that, in the end, no matter how far Ankara goes in fulfilling EU criteria, any EU country could veto Turkey's membership, giving them the power to keep the train going or stop it dead in its tracks. For Focus, this is Brent Hurd.